Welcome to People Business with me, your girl Chrissy, the ashy esthetician. And so funny, someone sent me an email asking me why did I change my name to the ashy esthetician. I didn't choose this ashy life. This ashy life chose me, okay? No, I'm just kidding. But all jokes aside, I am literally always ashy. I do not like lotion. I do not like body oils. I do not like anything that's going to make my skin feel like bugs are crawling on it. And that's what lotion and oils do for me. It really drives me insane. I don't like it. And if you see me, my feet are always crusty. And my knees, my elbows, my hands. It's just who I am. And I don't have any shame in my game. I don't. You know how some people will feel bad because they don't have lotion on? I'm not that person. I don't care. I will walk into a store with my heels hanging out, looking like I just kicked 800 pounds of powdered donuts. I don't have a care in the world when it comes to lotion. And I'm pretty sure it's like a million videos are pictures of my feet that people, when people see them and they look at me and they're like, oh, well, okay, her hair looks good, her makeup is on point, and then here goes the feet. I don't care. That's just who I am. I've learned to love my body in its ashy form. I leave a trail everywhere I go. My man doesn't have a problem with it. At least he hasn't told me to my face that he has a problem with it. But even if he does, oh well, it is what it is. I'm going to always be ashy. That's who I am. So anyway, today I have some cool stuff to talk about. I got a couple of questions to answer from some listeners. I'm excited. And one of the questions is what led me to do this episode. And then the topic that I chose is a topic that, you know, most of the time women, we get labeled or we get put in this category if our relationships don't work out, if our lives are not in the right direction that we quote unquote think, or people think that it should be, you know, the direction of our life, which whatever. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I can't even get it out today, but I'm going to talk about that. So when I come back, I'm going to answer some questions and then I'm going to go into my discussion. And I back with my Jamaican word of the day. I have my mom. I like how she does the word. I think if it's coming from an authentic, real Jamaican woman, I mean, I am an authentic Jamaican. I'm both parents are Jamaican, but my accent kind of sucks unless I'm imitating my mother. When I'm imitating my mom, I'm like, my accent is on point. But if I'm just talking like regular, it's kind of suck. I kind of sound like a Jamaican or a Jamaican, one of those people on TV. Anyway, I'm just rambling now. But when I come back, I'm going to answer questions and then go into the topic of the day. All right. Guys, I'm back and I am freezing right now. Like my AC is like pumping, but I'm gonna jump into the questions. And one of the questions is, what is something people seem to not like about you? And I don't know what people don't like about me, because I don't care what people don't like about me. I'm not put on this earth. I wasn't put on this earth for everyone to love me or like me or even want to deal with me. And that's okay. I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and that's good. You know, some things are just not for you, and maybe I'm just not for you. So that's my answer. I don't care what people don't like about me. If you could turn back time and talk to your younger self, what would you do? My younger self, I would... Oh, yeah. I was kind of, my younger self, I feel like I should have been more outgoing. I should have did everything that I wanted to do. Like, I should have had my whole phase. I should have you know, the whole phase is something serious. Like, I felt like I should have been a hoe because I feel like now that I'm a little bit older, I have a lot more hoe tendencies. Well, I think about having a lot more hoe tendencies, but whatever. I would just tell my 18-year-old self to just live a little bit more, have fun. I've always been afraid to do certain things because of, you know, my mom would be in the back of my head like, I didn't raise you that way. You're a young lady. You're not supposed to act like that. And I, you know, that'll be in my mind, which when everybody else was out here living their best life, I was so terrified that my mom was going to find out or my sister was going to find out and they were going to kill me. So I would tell my 18-year-old self to just turn up, Crystal, turn it up, drink, smoke, do everything that you wanted to do, because now I don't do any of that. Like, I'll drink, I have like a couple glasses of wine. Like, red wine is like my new thing. I love wine. Not really into like hardcore liquor. I tried to smoke once or twice. That shit's just not for me. But I felt like, you know, maybe that's why my skin is so amazing, because I don't do all that shit. And all that shit's not in my body. But I would tell my younger self to turn up a little bit more, because, you know, now that I'm a mom, I feel like there's a lot of things that I wish I would have done before I had my daughter. But now that I have her, I have to have a certain example, set a certain example for her. Like, I don't want her to think that it's okay to be out here with, like, different guys, or to just to be dressed inappropriately, or so like doing drugs or any of that stuff. So I would just tell my younger self to turn it up all the way. Okay, so my next question is what's going to lead, like, led me into this discussion. And it says, What did you learn from your parents' relationship that you have brought into your relationship? Well, I've never seen my parents together, in love and none of that. Like, I was already, when I was born, he was already like on to the next one. And from what I remember, like, I had a good relationship with my dad, but he has made me into who I am today, which is like kind of sort of where the discussion's gonna go to, because I feel like I get labeled as having daddy issues when I don't really have daddy issues. But well, I'll jump into that a little bit later. But my parents were never together. I never saw them together. I never saw them hug or kiss or talk. I've seen my mom like physically assault him, call him all kinds of names, and they never got along. From what I saw, I don't even know how they had two children. And me and my sister are like, I don't even know. I don't even call my sister because I don't even talk. Me and that girl is like a couple years apart. And for them to have her together and then come back like 3 or 4 years later and have me, it's just like, did you not learn your lesson with this dude the first time? Like, my dad was a jerk from everything that I know, from what my mom has told me, and then everything I've seen for myself. My dad is a pure motherfucking asshole, and I mean that from like the bottom of my heart. He's a smug jerk. And when my sister, say my sister, when that girl was born, I remember my mom used to say he would like walk around telling everybody like that wasn't his baby, and he don't know who my mom was sleeping with or whatever. And then my sister came out looking exactly like my aunt's baby. It's so funny. So our family is weird. We have like on my dad's side, everybody kind of sort of looks alike. So my sister and my cousin, they look alike. When they were born, they kind of look like twins. And for me, when I was born, I looked just like my aunts, which is crazy. Like, they're all so beautiful, chocolatey. I love them. I love my aunties. They're so beautiful. But I look like them. So even worse, when I was born, he was like, yeah, watch, y'all. This kid definitely ain't mine. And I look just like that motherfucker. It's so sad. But yeah, so my, I've never seen them together. And I don't think that if I could like go back in time and if it did work, I don't think I would want to see them together. I don't think it would have been a healthy relationship. I think it would have been very volatile, very toxic, and I'm glad that they weren't together. So with that being said, I'm gonna jump into my daddy issues. I don't feel like as women, I'm gonna speak for myself. I don't feel like I have daddy issues. I feel like I just don't trust men. I feel like all men cheat. It's just, how do I say that without being like a male basher? They all cheat. You just have to figure out how yours is going to cheat. Like, they all cheat. I've never been with, and maybe because I'm putting this into the universe, that could be why. I've never been with a guy who haven't cheated on me. And maybe that's made me who I am today. That's maybe like, maybe that's why I'm like so nonchalant about certain things. I just don't give a fuck. I used to be like emotionally disturbed by it, like thinking it was something wrong with me, because my daddy wasn't around. But I did have a relationship with my dad. We were cool, but I saw the bullshit in him at an early age. And it was so funny, my mom and I were talking earlier this week, and she would be like, oh, you know, Crystal was a little asshole. I know mom, whose mom calls them an asshole. My mom calls me an asshole. She was telling me that she remember when he would call and be like, I'm coming to get them. She would be like, she said, I would be like, yo, Tamika's dad is here. Like, that's not my dad too. Like, at a young age, I'd be like, he's here. Like, I didn't want any parts of him, because it was literally like, when people, I seen a meme the other day, and I was like, this was literally my life. Somebody said that they were going to call their father and tell him that they were on the way and never come and get them. Man, I remember when I was young, I was like maybe like 6 or 7 years old, and we had went to the supermarket. I know that's like, I haven't said supermarket in so long, but that's how like my memory. We went to the supermarket, and it has been like maybe like a month or so, and I hadn't seen my dad. And we ended up bumping into him at the grocery store. And he was like, oh, I'm going to come by the house around 5 o'clock and come get y'all. And y'all can come and spend the weekend with me. And I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. All right, cool. So it's like 4 o'clock. And I'm like packing, like getting my stuff together. And I'm ready. Like, I'm ready. And I was, remember sitting on the porch, and it was like 5 o'clock, and it was 5:30, and then it was 6 o'clock, and then it was like 8 o'clock. And then by that time I had run in the house, but my dumbass sister was still sitting there waiting for him. And she's older than me. And I'm like, yo, he's not coming. Like, get in the house. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Come in the house. Like, he's not coming. Like, let it go. And it got to the point, I think he did that to us like maybe two or three more times that summer. And I was like, fuck it. Don't ever ask me to go nowhere with him. So when he would show up, I wouldn't go. And he'd be like, why are you not coming? I'm like, I would just be looking at him like, I don't give a fuck. I don't want to be bothered with you. Like, you're not about to play games with me. Go play games with somebody else. And that was hurtful. That was hurtful. That was like my first like glimpse of niggas ain't shit. And you know, people say that your dad is your relationship is with your dad is what, you know, that shows you how a man should treat you. And if that was a reflection of my life, like now, then that's basically the fucking blueprint. That's what he carved out for me. But I don't take that. My daddy issues is not like I need a man to make me feel powerful. My daddy issues is like, fuck you. I don't fucking need you. You think I need you? Let me show you that I don't need you. And maybe that's like, you know, why I have issues in life. But Yeah, I remember even like with Victor now, he'll tell me like, I feel like you don't need me sometimes. And I'm like, the things that I need you for is not, I don't need you for financial security. I don't need you for any of that shit. I need you just to be my partner in life. I don't need you to get my hair done or get my nails done or do any of that shit. I can hold myself down. I need a partner in life who's gonna like go through this with me. And he didn't understand that at first because he was just so used to girls. Oh, sorry y'all. Like wanting from him. And I'm just like, I don't need shit from you. Just being there is enough. And maybe that's what it is. I just need someone to be there for me because with my dad, we didn't have that vibe. And the last time I spoke to him, I'm 36 now. I think I was like 21. That's how long it's been. And I haven't had any contact with him. He has no idea who my daughter is. He's never met my daughter. My daughter is 10 years old. We have no relationship with each other at all. But he still talks to his other daughter. And he has a relationship with her kids. And her kids are born after mine. And I remember when I had Taylor, she was a preemie. So when she was born, she was like 1 pound. And like my stepsisters reached out to me and asked me, you know, for pictures of her. And they would send her things and do all this stuff. This motherfucker never, ever, ever, like, swallow his pride to be like, this is my daughter. She just went through a traumatizing situation with her firstborn child. And this is my firstborn grandchild. Let me reach out to her. No whatsoever. But then I think when she was like 2 or 3 years old, his other daughter called me and was like, oh, well, he's sick. So, you know, do you want to call and check on him? No, the fuck I don't. And I didn't. And she was like, well, whatever you decide to do, you know, we'll do it together. And I was like, no, I'm good. I was like, I just went through that whole situation not knowing every day I'm going to wake up if my child is going to make it. Like, literally, the kid was 1 pound in the incubator. I could fit her inside of my shirt, on breathing tubes, on every, you know, on every machine, teaching her how to do everything, how to breathe on her own, how to survive on her own. Every day was a struggle with me, and I went through that for 2 years, and you never once reached out to me. I don't give a fuck if you got hit by a missile or fucking meteor. I'm not coming. I don't want to be a part of it. And she's like, well, he could die. And I'm like, bitch, I could have died. What? I'm not reaching out to him. But anyway, she's a sucker for him. And she reached out to him, and now they have this like secret relationship. But every now and then he dogs her out. Like, because he's, you know, he's well off. He got a little paper. But I don't give a fuck. Once again, because he made me who I am. I don't need a man for security. I feel like I would rather struggle on my own than to let a man know that I need them. And that's like the craziest thing, because that my dad's name, well, my sister's father, his name and Taylor's dad's name, they have the same name. And it was like, I did not learn my lesson. Like, you got fucked over in the beginning of your life by the guy with the same name. Then you married a nigga with the same name, and they did the same shit to you. So it was just like, F you, F everybody. And that's what it is. So my daddy issues never really ran me into the arms of another man. It kind of made me a monster and not trusting men. I don't trust them. I don't believe anything that they say. I don't know what it is about me. Like, you can tell me the sky is blue, and I'm like, you gonna lie to me dead in my face? I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe there is, but I don't think there's anything wrong with me. I just don't have that trust in me when it comes to a man. I don't, because the one man in my life who was supposed to protect me and show me the world and show me how to be loved and show me how to be treated screwed me over in so many different ways. And I don't think I can ever, like, talk to him again or nothing is sad. Like, if he lived to be 100 years old and my daughter was to walk past him, she wouldn't know anything about this man. She has no idea who he is. And if I was to say, hey, that's your grandfather, she would be like, who? You tripping. And I wouldn't feel bad about it. I would not feel bad about it. It's sad, but, you know, it is what it is. But I'm glad that I am who I am. I think I'm a strong person. I may be a little bit too strong sometimes, but I'd rather be strong than weak. Weakness is not it's not in my blood. I'm not made to be weak. I'm made to endure. And he made me who I am. And it's just so funny because I never, even like hearing my mom like talk about him sometimes, like telling stories, it was just never a good relationship for her. Like, I don't even know how she had two children with this man, because I don't know if she was just like in need of some penis, or she was like in need of I don't know, because there's no way I could have ever. That's like me having a baby right now with Taylor's dad. Like, that's fucking pointless. Like, that's pointless. Like, why would I do that? You made the same mistake twice with this man, and he dogged you out. And it was just so crazy because, you know, like, growing up in New York, we grew up in Queens, and it was a small world. Like, I would just remember, like, running to my grandma's house. Like, I would run away to my grandmother's house, and everybody would piss me off. And she would embrace me in a way that, you know, that grandmas embrace their children. Like, I love my grandma. She was tough, too. Like, she was nobody to play with. But even when he would come over there, his, like, vibe towards his, like, siblings and everybody, like, nobody really fucked with him. And it was just because the person that he was with, like, his wife, or I don't even know what you want to call her, it's like she sucked all of the goodness out of him and made him into a hateful person. I've never heard my dad said anything nice. That's a lie. I remember when I was in college and his twin brother passed away, and that moment, I didn't talk to him. I was like 18 or 19, maybe 19 years old, and I didn't talk to him since my grandmother died. And my grandmother died, no, I think I might have been 20 years old, and I didn't talk to him since my grandmother died. And my grandmother died when I was going into my senior year in high school. I remember it was like right before like the first day of school, and I saw him then. But the way he like treated me at that funeral, I was just totally like disgusted, like by him. And to see his like wife there, it was so crazy. Like, it was so disrespectful because she's never stepped foot in my grandmother's house when my grandma was alive, and to have her like walk in there and be like in the kitchen and talk, and I'm just like, whatever. And she would make smart ass comments about me. And I remember it was never like a time where I shied away from like giving her the business. My mom always told me that. She was like, your mouth is deadly. It's going to get you into trouble. You always got to have the last word. And she said something smart to me there, and I gave it right back to her. And I remember being at the funeral, and this is my grandmother. This is your mom. This is like, you know. And he never once like embraced me to be like, oh, you know, this is your grandma. This is my mom. Like, we had no interaction with each other at his mother's funeral. Like, that's some bullshit. Like, how do you have both of your kids are here and you have no interaction with them? But this is the crazy part, because before myself and the other child was born, we had another sister. We never met her because she passed away at a young age. She had some kind of a brain tumor, I think, and she died. So you already lost one child. You would think that you would want to embrace the only two that you have, because you know you got a chance to have two more children and you would embrace them, please. He didn't embrace nothing. And so back to like his twin brother's funeral, like my oldest sister was supposed to come and get me from the train. I took the train all the way from Chicago to New York. That was a long ass train ride, talk about it. And I like was scraped up all my money, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna come to the funeral. And my sister was supposed to come get me from the train, and she was like, I'm gonna get you. And she kept sending me on these random ass detours, and I'm like, who is she, what is she doing? Like, she's like, get on the F train, go to the D train, go to the B train. It was like crazy, some crazy shit. And she sent me on, oh god, at some corner. She's like, and when you get there, call this number. And I'm like, what the fuck? So when I called the number, it was like, it was him. He was like, oh, I'm coming to pick you up in front of my real estate business. And I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. And so he came to get me, and he was just like, I'm just so proud of you. You're so beautiful. You're just like me. You're not like your mother. Like, yo, you bashing my mom? Like, my mom took care of me. Well, kind of, sort of. He's like going in on my mom, like, yo, you are just like me. You have an ambition, you have drive, you have goals in life. You're not gonna sit around and wait for somebody to hand it to you. Your sister's like your mom, she's lazy, like dogging the one kid out that really loves you the most, and I'm just the one that don't give a fuck about you, but you giving me all the praise. Anyway, so that was that weekend, and I think he took me to like the Louis Vuitton store to go get a bag and the matching wallet, and he was doing all this extra shit, like, oh, you can have this. This one of them stupid ass Louis bags with the cartoon shit was on it. It looks like a little I can't remember what they call the bag, but he went and had like pink and shit flowers. He's like, oh, you can have this bag, you can have that bag, you could do whatever you want. Oh, I'm here, and I'm just like, I'm gonna take all of this shit because I feel like you owe it to me. But I wasn't really in need of it. And when I came back home, I think I gave, like, one of the wallets to my niece and the other, I don't know what the fuck happened to the rest of that shit, because it was just pointless. But that at the funeral was just like, oh, we want to parade you off, and you're riding with us, and you're going to be with us, and we're going to do this. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. And then I think I saw him one more time that summer, and that was it. And I stopped talking to him based off of something that he did to my sister, and it was just like, whatever. I went hard for her, and me like putting my foot down and letting him know, like, you treating us like this is not okay. And then for her to like turn around and be like, I want to be best friends with him again, that shit really pissed me off. But she's a snake anyway, so who cares? She's just like her dad. But, I mean, all that hurt that you carry around with you, I don't even think of it as hurt anymore. It's just like, wow moments. Like, wow, you really carry me like that, my nigga. Like, you really play with me like that. And you're my dad, so you think I'm supposed to trust a nigga that I don't even know? You carried me in your nutsack. Like, are you kidding me? You gave me life, and you think I'm supposed to trust another man? I don't fucking think so. Like, I have no trust in me when it comes to them. Maybe that's why I move the way I move sometimes. Like, Victor would be like, you're so cold. And it's like, I'm not intentionally being cold. It's just that I don't have time for heartbreak. And when I first meet a guy, like, I'm very vulnerable with them. I'm open. I'll give you the world. But it's just like, once you show me who you really are, oh, I'm going to give you my ass to kiss, because I gave you the best of me. Like, I came into it giving you the best of who I am, and then you screw me over. It's kind of hard to get back, you know, that trust again. And it's hard. I mean, you know, but as women, we'll take you back. We'll take you back. But we'll take you back, but you lost a major part of me. So now I'm taking you back, but I'm also subtracting a piece of me from you. Like, you no longer get everything. I mean, you're going to get, like, one in one third, or my math is horrible. Maybe 1/3. Yeah, you wouldn't get 1/3 of me. You're not gonna get the whole pie. Y'all get my analogy. But you're not getting that back. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I think that it is what it is. I am a monster. I'm not a monster. Let me not say that. I am who I am. I don't have trust. I'm not vulnerable enough. I'm not soft enough to be that way. I'm just not that type of girl. I'm not that girl. I just can't see myself being that way. And I guess being submissive, I'm not submissive. I am the opposite of submissive. Like, I can't be submissive. I can't do it. It's like, I can't. If you tell me to go left, I'm going to go right 7 more times. Like, I don't care about you trying to tell me what to do. I'm not going to do it. And I'm working on that with Victor. I'm trying. I really try. He's always like, you could just never do what I say. And I'm just like, do you not hear how you're approaching me? Do what you say. Like, who the fuck are you? Don't talk to me like that. But that's what happens in my mind. But then if I say something, I'm like, yo, did you not understand what I just fucking said? This is what I want done. But that could just be from the hurt inside of me. Me being an asshole. And me having daddy issues. And that's my daddy issues, guys. I'm not twerking on Instagram. I don't have butt naked pictures. I'm not sleeping with random dudes. I don't feel like I need a man to fulfill me. I don't, which is a good thing, because if I needed a man, I'd be broken. I'd be so broken. I probably wouldn't move. But then again, then I got some friends, y'all, that's the opposite, who have both of their parents in their lives, and they have good relationships with their dad. But they got to realize that most of these guys out here ain't built for that life. They're not built to be your dad. Like, your dad, the ones that's there for you and catering to you, they gave you life, so they're going to do whatever they can to protect you. So when you were, like, most of us now in this generation where we require a man to give us that, provide and protect life, they is going to be maybe 25% of providing and 10% protection. It's not going to be a 50-50. It's not. They're not built like that. And if they're going to provide for you like that, like maybe 75%, they're not protecting you at all. It's no man right now who's going to give you a full 50-50. That's going to provide and protect. And y'all could come at my neck for saying that, but it's the truth. I know a lot of women who are like, well, my dad, you know, he does this, and he makes sure my mom has this, and he makes sure my mom has that, and that's what I want. Most of these guys don't even have a phone bill in their name. How the fuck do you expect them to give you something? Most of these niggas don't got places to live. How do you expect them to provide and protect for you? It's not happening. So we all have daddy issues as women. We do. I'm not telling you to just, like, settle for a nigga. I'm just telling you to, I guess, look at what you have and think about the things that you want and think about the things that you're willing to accept from that relationship. Like, for me, I'm not willing to accept a lot of shit. That's just me. I'm not open to the idea of any of it. I'm that stubborn. I would rather bang my head on the wall 150 times than agree with what the fuck you're saying or what the fuck you're asking me to do. That's just my MO and my personality. So, I mean, if you guys have daddy issues, let me know. If you guys have relationship issues, let me know because of your daddy issues. Just let me know. I know we're human. It happens. The shit fucking happens. It's real. Daddy issues is real. It's real. My dad made me into an asshole. My dad made me into a woman who doesn't trust anything a man says. My dad made me into a hardcore go-getting individual. With that, I'm glad that he's done those things, because I would be a weak ass I would be, I'm not even going to say a bitch. I would be a weak ass woman. I'd be weak. I would be the type that a man would be like, jump. And I would just be jumping all day. Like, oh, girl, if I'm coming to America, I can't. That could never be me. I am never going to hop on one foot and bark like a dog. No, bitch, you bark like a dog and you hop on one foot. That's my M.O. I am not that bitch. But I'm not a bitch at all. I'm not that woman. So, like I said, guys, I'm just like rambling, and I'm tired. I had a long day at work, and because I work hard for me, because I don't need no man. I-N-D-E-V-E-N-D. I don't even know how to spell it. That's how tired I am. So, guys, like I said, if you guys have issues, daddy issues, or if you know a guy that have mommy issues, write in peoplebusiness01@yahoo.com and let me know, or go to the Instagram page. I don't run that Instagram page. My niece is my Instagram girl, and she gets mad at me all the time. She's like, what are you doing? Put out episodes. You have like 5 followers. And I'm like, I know. I may have 5 followers on Instagram, y'all, but y'all motherfuckers be listening to this podcast. I see the number. So y'all can be ghost listeners and cool. Be ghost followers and just check the link. That's even better. I don't care. I know that you're paying attention. But my niece runs the Instagram page for me because I am off of Instagram for a while because of a crazy stalker. Oh, my God. People business, y'all. People business. Check this out. So I'm just like totally skipping the topic. I'm at work the other day and I am like minding my business, and lo and behold, the dude on Instagram, the reason why I deleted my page, y'all, he walks into my office. I had to take off running. Like running, like I am like booking. Like I think I might have been like FloJo, because why the fuck is this nigga doing at my job? How the fuck does he know that I work here? It was just too much going on. I had to hide in the back until it was safe for me to like leave the suite and go into a different suite. That's how shook I was, because this guy was literally a piece of shit. Like got a whole fiance, got a whole thing, but be steadily sending me penis pictures on Instagram and asking when can he see me. Oh my gosh, but you on bended knee with your freaking fiance. But the petty person inside of me was like, girl, get all her info from the computer and send her those messages, those screenshots that I have on my phone. But I don't feel like I should have to do all that. Life will come back around, and eventually she'll know. She knows who she's marrying. She knows who she's potentially, who's gonna be her husband. She knows who this nigga is. And if she was like me, she would know not to trust him, because the week after he was proposing to her, he was all in my DMs. It's okay, he's already in my DMs. Like seriously, like sliding, like he would electric slide, y'all. He would safe slide, like from the base, from third base to home, like sliding into my DMs every freaking week. Like, dude, I don't want to see your penis. I don't care about your life. Why you want to talk to me? It was just too much going on, y'all. Too much. And when I saw him, I was just like, no. I had to like have my boo across the hall. I'm like, yo, let me know when he roll out so I can roll back over. But it was just too much. That was like serious people business. I see how we use it. People business. Like, you got to get into when you're telling a story, you got to be like, yo, people business, so that you know the story is about to be good. So I want y'all to use my little, you know, Jamaican slang, because that's how we know the tea is about to be dropped. All right, y'all. So I'm tired. My eyes are burning. But I felt like I really had to do this episode to get this off my chest. And hopefully it brings some insight to some women who feel like they have daddy issues. Maybe your daddy issues was you being a hoe. My daddy issues is not me being a hoe. My daddy issues is from trust. But still feel free to like hit up Instagram, hit the email. But still subscribe and listen. I see you guys. We doing numbers. I'm about to be on Jimmy Kimmel. And what's the other one? I don't know. But I do appreciate you guys for listening. I do love you guys. And I'm going to come back with the word of the day from my mommy. And I'm going to come back with my skin. What do you call that crap? My product of the day. So, guys, I love you for listening. I love you for being a part of my team. I love you for being a part of my culture. And stay tuned until the next one.
General. John Stoddard is the biggest general I know. The definition of general is someone who think they can use you. They get over on you.
For the day are Zeo Oil Control Acne Treatment Pads. These pads are super duper duper amazing. I love them. I use them for my daughter. She has a really simple regimen. It's a cleanse, these oil control pads, and a moisturizing sunscreen. You know, she's 10 and she's starting to have little breakouts, and I don't want her to walk around and they're like, oh my God, your skin looks crazy and your mom's an esthetician. So I'm like staying on her so that she can have good, healthy skin. And I love these pads. They have mandelic acid, a little salicylic acid. It has like some of the ingredients that are in rich hazel. It's super, super duper clean. And I love them. So if you guys are looking for something new to add into your regimen, go ahead and look up the Zeo acne oil control pads. All right. Have a great day, guys.